You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Last week, two Burlington residents found posters at their homes. They appeared to be recruitment posters for the Ku Klux Klan. Over the weekend, officials held a press conference about the discoveries and about the police response. Here with an update is VPR's Annie Russell. Hey, Annie.
Hi, Al. Good to be here.
Give us the backstory of exactly what happened here and where things stand now.
So, as you mentioned, two people received these flyers at their homes, and the flyers included illustrations of hooded Klansmen on horseback, along with images of a Confederate flag and a burning cross. Police say that following that, the relative of one of the recipients of the flyers called police, but that ended without a further investigation. And police say some of the factors that contributed to that were that the individual's relative was calling who didn't actually have the poster. Again, the individual not calling themselves, and so it being difficult to determine whether or not there was an immediate threat. On Saturday, a group called Rights and Democracy held a press conference on the steps of Burlington City Hall, where Burlington officials, Burlington police, and one of the women who received the flyer spoke to the public about the incidents.
What do we know about the two people who received these flyers?
One was a Black Lives Matter activist who has chosen to remain anonymous. The other was a woman named Jocelyn Harvey. She's a young Black woman from Burlington. And she actually told me that she was very surprised to receive this kind of flyer because she's not an activist. She's not quoted in the media often. And she said at first she thought it was a horrible prank. But she logged onto Facebook and she saw that another individual had received a similar flyer. She said at that point she was afraid that these flyers could be targeted to more people of color in the Burlington area. And she also said she hopes police catch the person or persons involved, but she felt it was important to speak out to just let whoever's doing this know that there will be a public response.
So somebody did call the police about this. What do the police have to say about this whole situation right now?
I spoke with Burlington Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo at the press conference about why police didn't immediately follow up on that call from a relative. He did say that was a mistake and that any incident that's motivated by bias will get a full investigation. And here's Del Pozo.
It should not have ended at that phone call to my dispatch. It should have gone to the next step. And we found out about that the next morning and sprung into action. But I will be investigating internally why it ended at that level and make sure that they understand in my police department that that's not tolerable.
Annie, there was some tension between activists and police about the police response. Help us understand what was going on.
Yeah, there was a tense moment between Del Pozo and Black Lives Matter activist Vicki Garrison. Here's a recording of that moment.
And I will not accept the excuse the chief of police gave. It took courage to pick up that phone and to trust white people to protect you. And that didn't happen. But for us being here right now and James bringing us together, we would not have had a response from police.
Right.
It's just not true, man. It's just not true.
Do you want to take my moment? I didn't speak while you spoke, sir. You want to use your privilege and come in here?
So there we're hearing Garrison criticize the police response to that initial call and saying if there had not been a press conference called by Rights and Democracy, the police response would have ended there. And Police Chief Brandon Del Pozo interjecting there and disagreeing with her. He did apologize for interrupting her, but he vehemently disagrees with her take on that.
So putting a Ku Klux Klan poster in a Black woman's mailbox seems malicious. It seems intimidating. But is it illegal? Was a crime committed here?
Again, that's what police are trying to figure out right now. Police say it very well may rise to the level of a crime, but they need to determine if any of Vermont's criminal laws were violated. They gave some examples like harassment, menacing, and disorderly conduct that could be potential charges as a result of an investigation like this. But at the very least, Del Pozo says the department hopes to expose this type of bias to the community.
We've been talking with VPR reporter Annie Russell. Annie, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.